From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts. Tonight, you just left for work and had a non-specific feeling that something was happening to your place and it wasn't good. Dan?
Exactly, Tammy. It could be smoke damage, theft, or just too much caffeine, but you can't stop thinking about it.
But with renter's insurance through GEICO, your stuff is covered, so you don't have to worry.
And that's great, because the weekend is coming up and it's chock full of social obligations that are ready to fill that void.
Oh boy, will they, Dan? It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.
And as you would imagine, the Irish couples involved in that crash in Spain dominating a lot of the front pages. The Irish Daily Star, couples holiday horror, brothers and partners plunge off Malaga motorway into ravine. The Irish Daily Mirror, three Irish killed in ravine plunge, two Irish couples involved in a horror smash on holiday in Spain, which left three of them dead and another critically ill. And the Irish Sun, holiday horror, three pals die on dream Spain trip. And the Irish Examiner, tragedy shows how fragile life is. It has a photograph of Ian McCullough, Amy McCullough, Michaela Newcomb and Mark McCullough. And these are the two Westmeath couples whose holiday in Spain, in the blink of an eye, turned to tragedy, leaving three dead and a fourth fighting for his life. That's the front of the Examiner. As I say, they've been named locally as brothers Ian and Mark McCullough, Ian's wife Amy McCullough and Mark's partner Michaela Newcomb. Mark, Amy and Michaela killed in the crash, and Ian, who's in his 30s, is in hospital in Malaga in a serious condition. Elsewhere, the Irish Examiner gets on the front page the cuts to excise duties on fuel, which will continue until the end of August. So the government buying themselves a month with this. And obviously then we will see what will happen on September 1st. They're going to phase it out over the following 4 months after September 1st. But we don't know what rate, and will it be equal each month. I suppose they're probably waiting to see how the war in Iran goes. And obviously if there are further fuel protests and things like that as well. Also on the front of the Examiner, solicitors on the free legal aid scheme are going to resign en masse tomorrow if payment changes proposed by the Minister for Justice are signed into law. Solicitor Joseph Cudigan announced the proposed escalation of the action by solicitors at Cork District Court yesterday. That's on the front of the Examiner there. So interesting to see what impact this will have on criminal cases from tomorrow if solicitors resign en masse from the panel, which obviously makes them available for free legal aid cases. The Irish Independent, almost 1,900 women were turned away from domestic violence refuges in the final 6 months of last year due to a shortage of beds. And as we know, it can be very, very difficult for a woman and children to get access to a domestic violence refuge. So quite horrifying then that nearly 2,000 of them who made the trip to a refuge were turned away because of a shortage of beds. The official figure on a one-day census, by the way, of domestic violence services found 1,872 women fleeing abuse could not be accommodated in the second half of last year because there weren't beds there. And as we know, the most dangerous place a woman can be is in her own home with the threat of domestic violence. And we're not even speaking about the fact that there's no male beds, not one male bed in the country for a male survivor of domestic violence abuse. And 1,900 women turned away from the beds meant to be made available for them. Inside the papers, apparently we trust politicians more now. This is in the Mail. Now, it's not exactly a huge vote of confidence, but faith has been slightly restored in politicians and political parties. This is new CSO research. Trust in other people has dropped overall, but from 83% to 79% last year. So we don't trust people as much as we did. Although political parties' trust levels are up slightly, they are still particularly low. So 26% of people in 2023 say they trusted political parties, and that has risen to 27% last year. So about a quarter of people trust politicians, the other three quarters don't. Overall, a lot of people do trust the electoral system. More than 80% of men and 75% of women have faith in our electoral system. So we trust the institutions around politics, just not the political parties themselves. Lots of detail in that report, which you can read in the Mail and the Irish Times this morning. Staying with the Mail, parents may say that they treat all their children equally, but actually that's not true, because a study has found that sons and daughters are raised in strikingly different ways. Researchers found daughters are given more advice on dating and relationships, and they also get more protection and financial support. And the sons are encouraged to be competitive, they're encouraged to be sporty, and they're allowed to be more sexually free or have more sexual freedoms, apparently. It also found parents tend to take on different roles. Fathers prefer to spend time practicing sport and teaching practical skills, while mothers prefer to give emotional support, relationship advice and wisdom or life guidance. That's according to a new study from the University of Texas. Elsewhere, I see we have a new research on tea and who's drinking tea, and it's not the builders. This is in The Sun. It's actually scientists who drink more tea than anyone else. Three times more than builders. Along with IT staff and those working in AI, scientists drink 12 cups of tea a day. Builders only get 4 cups while they're at work, according to a study from the UK Tea Association. Office workers were more likely to take tea weak with a dash of milk and no sugar, while builders prefer a strong brew with sugar and lots of milk. And I was going to say this, certainly in this office, it's all coffee people drink. Very few people drink tea. Around 41% of adults, though, are tea drinkers, according to that survey. If you're a fan of watching the telly while also having the phone in front of you, well, you're missing out on big life moments. Apparently, this in the Times of London, broadcasters are warning armchair supporters who remain glued to their phones while watching matches risk having key moments spoiled before they play out on television. And this is because different providers have a different level of speed in their service, and sometimes it can be 30 seconds or a minute behind the live coverage. So if you have your phone in your hand, you could be on Twitter or WhatsApp, or someone could text you, and then you actually miss the moment. This is according to Ofcom, the British broadcasting regulator, which says some platforms are more immediate than others, and you're at the mercy of different services' speeds. So the best advice would be, if you want to avoid any spoilers, essentially switch off your phone or put it on airplane mode to avoid notifications. Finally, funniest film of all time has been revealed. Now, this is in The Star, and it is Blazing Saddles, which kind of goes to show that a good fart joke really is funny for people. The film is from 1974, has that famous scene of a bunch of cowboys with the flatulence after eating beans. That comes out number one as the funniest film of all time, according to the American Film Institute. It's followed by Some Like It Hot, then Tootsie, then Dr. Strangelove, Annie Hall, Duck Soup, MASH, It Happened One Night, The Graduate and Airplane. You can read more about that in The Star. You won't be surprised to hear I've never seen any of those films, but I'm sure they're all hilarious.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.